Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Call now, 847-852-4144, or visit them online at numale.com. Call New Male Medical Center, 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. New Male, the experts in men's sexual health.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
I like things easy peasy. So when I need a few things, I go to Walgreens. Because schlepping my way through the grocery store when all I want is milk isn't my idea of a good time. Good thing Walgreens is just around the corner, so I can pop in for essentials like milk, paper towels, and toothpaste. Easiest errand ever. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with card, find great deals on Special K cereal and snack bars for $2.99 each. And McCafe coffee at $6.99 each.
Attention diabetics, is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Mondays on CBS.
It's incredible!
It's not a bird. It's not a plane. It's not a man.
Who is Supergirl?
Supergirl?
Supergirl.
You're her.
Pretty cool, huh?
Callista Flockhart.
This girl is the answer.
And Melissa Benoist.
Earth doesn't have just one hero anymore. Now it has me.
Don't miss the new drama, Supergirl. Mondays, only CBS.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
Coming up on 2:03 from the Score Update Studio.
The chemistry is picking up with Shazi and Hose. I think we're not having to work as hard to try and get pucks back. And when we get it, we keep it for longer. We're keeping plays alive. We're able to find guys some time and space and get them away from pressure in the zone. And eventually eventually we're going to get bounces. If, you know, I think we're feeling good. We're feeling confident on the net right now.
Captain Jonathan Toews with the recipe for success during the Blackhawks' 11-game winning streak. They're in Nashville tonight. A win tonight, and the Hawks will set the new franchise record for consecutive wins with 12. The winning streak has moved the Hawks 3 points ahead of Dallas for first place in the Central. NBA, the Bulls are back in action tomorrow when they host Golden State. Joakim Noah undergoing surgery to fix his shoulder today. Fred Hoiberg saying it was 100% successful. Football, the Bears have two players on the 2015 All-Rookie Team, defensive tackle Eddie Goldman and safety Adrian Amos. The Chargers have applied to trademark the name Los Angeles Chargers. The NFL has given the Chargers the option to join the Rams in L.A. The deadline is next January. Former Lions head coach Jim Schwartz is the new defensive coordinator in Philadelphia. Baseball, former White Sox Willie Harris will be the hitting coach of the organization's minor league team in Great Falls. Outfielder Justin Upton reportedly agrees to terms with Detroit. Hit king Pete Rose will have his number 14 retired by Cincinnati. He'll also be inducted into the Reds Hall of Fame.
That's your guy. You love calling him Hit King.
He is the Hit King.
Do you keep in touch with him at all?
Not as much anymore.
People should know that Zach used to, in his formative broadcasting years as a young broadcaster at a Syracuse, worked with and for Pete Rose in Vegas.
Yes.
What was your title technically? What were you?
I was just his anchorman.
For his show, you were his anchorman.
Yeah.
I love it. I love those stories.
He's still out there.
Yeah, still Pete's still you. Sitting there waiting for
he's
you.
He's still waiting for you, dude. There he was. He was there.
Yeah. He's, by the way, I enjoyed watching him during the postseason on TV.
He looks weird, though.
There we go again. You
there
of
we
all
go
people.
Again.
I know. It's hard. Sometimes it's hard for me to hear what he's saying. And
listen,
keep
there's a reason you're on radio, and it's not because of your golden pipes.
No, it's because I don't like wearing clothes.
That's Terry's problem. He's in the same studio. Whew. Sorry, Terry.
Wow.
College basketball, Illinois, number 25, Indiana. 6 o'clock start right here on the score. And tennis, a day full of upsets. First round, Australian Open. Rafael Nadal bounced. He was the number 5 seed. On the women's side, Venus Williams is out as well. She was the 8th seed. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Get Covered Illinois. Go to getcoveredillinois.gov for more details. The Grossinger.com hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at 9 area locations. At Grossinger.com. I'm Zach Zaidman. You're listening to the radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour, Boris and Bernstein, brought to you by Webb Chevrolet Plainfield. Visit WebbChevyPlainfield.com today.
Boris and Bernstein.
Dan and Terry, the killer bees.
Afternoons on the score.
So Joakim Noah is out for the year. Why has the reaction been apparently completely ignoring what he's been the last two seasons? The reaction is like this is 2013-2014 Joakim Noah.
Sports Illustrated piece too, especially if you do read that.
He's been bad for 2 years.
I know.
What are you watching? This whole thing, well, you can't replace this. Yes, you can.
Heart and soul, yeah, you know, the MVP. I read a lot of stuff, and there was an awful lot of celebrating that, of what he did and what he meant as a leader and how he got everybody started with
two
all this stuff.
2 years
and
ago.
I'm thinking, yeah, that's okay, but I'm not even sure that got anybody started because you didn't go anywhere with it.
Boers and Bernstein, Chicago's longest running sports talk show.
Gary Krause, the former general manager of the Chicago Bulls.
John was special. There's not a lot of guys with the background of Tex had and the background of Johnny had. Both of them have been highly successful. Both of them understood the rules and they relished it. We were very fortunate to have both of them on the same staff and also teaching young coaches. So certainly, Phil Jackson was one of the greatest brain pickers I've ever known, if not the best. And he picked both of those brains extremely well.
Boers and Bernstein, they deal in negativity. I call them trash dealers. Terry Boers. Dan Bernstein.
Pretty much wrote off Larry Fitzgerald.
I've got a way.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, we've done it all on Boers and Bernstein. All right. Got some stories, some tales.
Yeah, it's always fun when you start hearing from people and you hear all the Johnny Box stories are coming out. It's leading to a lot of old Bulls stories and some other things. But the thing is with Johnny, the stuff that sounds apocryphal, it sounds like, oh, there's no way, they're all true because this guy was just one of those guys. And some of my favorite stuff, I mentioned a little during transition, that he was he approached basketball like a boxing match. That he was a basketball was a street fight to him. And I don't mean that in the literal sense, but I mean in the sense that he thought you take the fight to your opponent. You attack them and you try to dismantle them. That's why he loved Jordan, because he really thought that he could get the best out of Jordan by making him mad and using mm-hmm. that burning rage. And he would. He'd make stuff up. He'd tell Michael things and he would get him going. And he knew that for this team, it would really matter. It wouldn't distract him. He would just, he would smolder. He'd get that laser focus. And that Jordan just, that was his fuel. Revenge was always his fuel, and he would use that. Now, another guy, he also, Johnny Bach was a huge fan of Scott Skiles for similar reasons. That Skiles, he looked at the world and looked at the game the same way. But Bach always lamented that it would, as a coach, it's different. That as a player, it can work for you. And in some sports, in some aspects of life, that sort of burning competitive desire and pugnacious combativeness is great. But as a coach, he said that it would always be a headwind for Scott Skiles. And he loved to tell the story. I want you to picture, you know the Birdo Center pretty well. Was that open at all when you
no.
were you ever up there? Okay.
No.
Well, imagine a day like today. The temperature's in the single digits. And Bach tells the story better than anybody. But The Bulls were practicing. Skiles' Bulls were practicing. And it's a completely secure building. It looks like just like an upside down box. And there you have the main entrance where the lobby is open or semi open to the public if you're buzzed in. Because there were some crazy people around there they wanted to keep out. And then there's the back, which is all fenced off. And there was from the actual court itself, there were like these big storm doors, like fire doors that you could walk out of. Nobody ever used them. They were just emergency exits. And Skiles got into it with Jamal Crawford during practice. And one thing people know about Skiles and why people are loath to hire him is that you tell the story about him creeping out LaMarcus Aldridge and that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But he'll fight your players. He will challenge players to a fight. And if the player accepts, he will fight them. Mm-hmm. He just, that's just what he does. It's who he is.
Yep.
And until, I mean, he could be 75 years old. He's going to be challenging people to a fight. So he says something and gets the wrong reaction from Jamal Crawford. I don't know exactly what was said, but it was something disrespectful enough that Skiles didn't say anything. He didn't blow his whistle. He didn't ask for an assistant to intercede. He made a beeline at Jamal Crawford. Picture George Brett running out of the dugout the moment they say his home run didn't count. That's what I'm told it looked like, as Bach relates this story. That's what Scott Skiles looked like. Red in the face, just smoke coming out of his nostrils. And Jamal, if you know him, he's a nice kid. So Jamal immediately responds as many of us would, and that is he turns and runs the other direction as quickly as possible. And he runs out of that storm door and keeps running, and the door slams behind him. It's 5 degrees out. And he's there sweaty in shorts and a practice jersey. So everyone's standing there looking at each other, and Box laughing as he tells this. And apparently my friend has heard this multiple times from him. And he says that as a couple other teammates went to push the door open, Skiles runs over there and he says, "Don't anybody even think about opening this door." So he just left Crawford out there in the cold in the back of the secure parking lot. And apparently minutes later, Crawford had to walk all the way around the building through the reception area, through that main hallway where all the pictures were, and slink back into practice. And that this kind of thing happened more than once, where his first response wouldn't be to say, like, kick a guy out of practice or threaten to suspend him or call his agent. He would simply, like, just run up and try to punch somebody. And that that enough people knew it, that that's why it takes time for him to get jobs. The other, now this involves Johnny Bach. In 1947, he'd returned from the war. And there's all these great stories about his job as a soldier in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a great baseball player, apparently. And Bach was the catcher for Fordham in 47. He had a friend who was in the Yankees organization, and they needed, and this is back, and it had to be explained to me, they had a batting practice catcher where they didn't just sort of, you know, throw to the backstop like they do now where they bring the big cage, or they actually had a catcher at batting practice. And they asked, and he was the catcher for Fordham, and they asked him, they said, look, we need a batting practice catcher. Do you want to come to Yankee Stadium and do it? And he said, yeah, of course they do. And you've probably heard more DiMaggio stories than I have, so you would know if this is true. But he said he came out there, and they said, all right, just stay behind the plate, you know, catch the ball, throw it back, whatever. And this is when, who else on the 47 team? You know, Barrow was there, right?
I think so.
I'd have to look. But I know.
I think so. DiMaggio, yeah, it was just, you know, very young, though, then, I believe.
And he
was there at all, yeah.
And he says that DiMaggio was the last guy out. And he said sort of the C parts when he emerges from the clubhouse and the dugout. And he was just treated like royalty.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he takes his place in the batter's box and he looks at Johnny Bock and he goes, who the hell are you? He says, my name's John Bock. I'm a catcher for Fordham. He said, all right, here's what I want you to do. He said, I want you, if I don't swing, you let me know if that's a ball or a strike. So you call it if I don't swing. So he starts hitting the ball, and you know, it's Joe DiMaggio, so he's hitting line drives all over the place, left and right. And then, you know, hits some in the seats. It's, you know, when you watch a great hitter take BP. And he said, you know, saying ball, ball, ball. And eventually DiMaggio takes one, and Johnny Bock says, strike. And DiMaggio stops. He turns back to him, and he goes, what did you say? And he said, I think that one got the corner, sir. He said, you listen to me, kid. If that were a strike, that would be in the left field seats and rattling around out there in those empty seats. No more calling pitches from you. None of that. And all the other players are laughing because apparently this was sort of a DiMaggio thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what struck me was not only that they had a batting practice catcher, but that even then it was just the way he was treated is almost completely separate from everybody else on the Yankees, and that he did sort of whatever and whenever he wanted, and
yes, he did,
and nobody said anything to him.
Nobody did.
I didn't know that.
Nope.
I know that, 'cause I thought that was more like after he retired, he said, I have to be referred to as the greatest living baseball player. And I knew that.
Oh, he was all of it was by his rules, even when as a player.
I never knew that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also didn't know that Bock was a terrific baseball player too. But it was just fun to hear from people telling all the stories. There's Skiles stories that I can't tell yet, but at some point I want to.
Skiles is a.
I guarantee you, he's still doing that with the Magic too.
Oh man, Scott Skiles.
I guarantee you, and they're
basketball
good.
Basketball people, I'm telling you.
But he's doing what he does now. They're better than they were.
Yeah, they are. There are, and they'll get to some point where they'll fire him, and then they'll move on with it. But yeah, they're better than they were. And I thought they'd actually be better than this with him there. To be honest with you.
Yeah.
Thought they'd get there a little faster than I thought they were going to, but they not yet.
Maybe they'll be one of those playoff teams that wins a series or sneaks into the playoffs, wins a series. And you go, what the hell? How'd that happen?
Yep. Could be. But DiMaggio was just like, oh my God, it was like baseball God. Are you kidding me?
But at the time, that even like right then. People treated him like a baseball god.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because sometimes it doesn't happen until you're late in the career.
Oh, no. No. He wanted it that way.
Yep.
He wanted it that way. No, it wasn't that he everybody sort of deferred to him and said, yes. No, he preferred that. That was his preferred treatment.
Yeah, it reminded me that when the ball strike stuff, there were two other stories, famous baseball stories. There's the Ron Luciano, Rod Carew story in his book when Luciano said that Rod Carew essentially called his own strike zone because he knew if he took a pitch, it was a ball. And then the great story about, was it Hornsby? I think it was Hornsby where the catcher started complaining and the umpire actually said, son, when your pitcher throws a strike, Mr. Hornsby will let you know by swinging at it. Right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But Joe was, you know, it was amazing that he became what he was so fast. And I guess back then you didn't care so much how he wanted this all done and how he demanded it all be. I mean, it just, and all the way through, even after his baseball career, it was the same way. Mm-hmm. he was, I mean, to read some of the DiMaggio stuff is just like, oh my God, Joe. I mean, when is enough enough?
Never.
Yes, and that is the answer.
Apparently,
for him,
never.
Never is that, the answer.
Along correct. With Terry Bors, I'm Dan Bernstein. I didn't mention a giveaway that we'll do at some point. We've got a Hawthorne Racecourse prize pack, admission for four, $50 in food credit, seats at the finish line. For more information, visit hawthornracecourse.com. Got some baseball talk coming your way and football
yes, we
as
do.
Well. Which I hope the weekend in football is exciting as it looks on paper and that we don't get let down by having a quarterback who just can't throw anymore make us think that we're seeing him when he's 26 when he's
I think they know
certainly
he
not.
I know. I think they know it.
That's why I think they're going to win.
I don't know about that game, but I think the other one will be something.
I should be right.
Yep. Oh yeah. I think Arizona will bounce back. I don't know what it was. If I don't know what it was. Maybe it's just because Green Bay was pressuring the entire day on Carson Palmer, but he didn't play very well. I mean, he spent the whole season kicking your ass, Carson Palmer.
That's Bors. I'm Bernstein. You got the score.
Hi, everybody. It's Pat Hughes. The Cubs had a dramatic season in 2015. This season could be even better. Theo Epstein and his staff were very aggressive acquiring some new players like Jason Hayward, Ben Zobrist, and John Lackey. They'll join Anthony Rizzo, Chris Bryant, Addison Russell, Kyle Schwarber, and the rest of the young Cubs stars. It's a great time to be a Cubs fan. Make sure to listen to every game right here on 670 The Score, the new radio home for Cubs baseball.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Did you check Warriors Cavaliers last night? That was not so much of a finals preview as it was faces of death. Did you see UFCer Matt Mitrione with a bowling ball sprouting out of his eye socket on Sunday night? It was gruesome. Well, the Bronze guys had one of those over both of their eyes last night. Cleveland was reportedly so bent because Steph Curry joked that he hoped that the visiting locker room would still smell like champagne from their final celebration. The only smell last night from that house was the stink coming off the Cavs. And don't tell me it's only January, C-Town, because I remember what you said back in June, that when you lost in the finals, all the talk was about not being at full strength. Well, you were last night, and you got smashed again. 40 points? Golden State should have run back that champagne celebration right there on the floor last night. I'm Jim Rome.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
Call now, 847-852-4144, or visit them online at numale.com. Call New Male Medical Center, 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. New Male, the experts in men's sexual health.
Illinois' largest RV dealer, Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 22nd through the 24th. New 2015s, 16s, and pre-owned RVs are all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. See over 30 brands from Keystone, Coachmen, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes, all at RV show prices without going to the shows. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-476-0793. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-476-0793.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
CBS Thursdays.
What are you doing?
I'm wondering why he was murdered by someone he knew.
Sherlock Holmes is always methodical.
It's all terribly interesting if one simply paid attention.
Often skeptical.
I never guess. We observe and then we deduce.
And frequently insightful.
I'm an expert on poisons, but there is nothing quite so toxic as guilt.
I'm gonna find you, I'm gonna catch you.
But never typical.
He's a criminal genius.
And do you think you're just gonna find him just like that? Of course you do.
Elementary. Thursdays, only CBS. If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And you've got Boris Zabrisi, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Having a little fun with Johnny Buck, memories and stories about Johnny Buck. And, you know, I didn't cover the team really when he was around most of the time. So I got a lot of stuff from others around about him. None of which is repeatable, by the way. So I can't, some I saw, but I can't really do that. But I think when part of the deal is when you've got guys like that and basketball guys in particular, because I've said a long time, the most interesting people on the planet are almost invariably basketball people in some way, shape, or form. They just are. There's something about them, and some of them are uptight and tense and all the other stuff, and others are just crazy. So, I mean, there's a really nice mixture involved with the game, and I don't suppose that's changed much, and I don't think it has. I don't think it ever will. I think you have to be out of your mind to do it. But getting back to, you know, DiMaggio was the way he was because the Yankees had no rules for Babe Ruth. He knew they didn't. He wasn't going to.
He knew what he was walking into. Yep.
Yeah, you what? You weren't. Nobody told the Babe what time he had to be home, what time to train. No, nobody told him anything. Nobody told him anything. Same thing for Ty Cobb way beyond that when he wasn't. You know, he didn't
well,
have
the Babe
Yankees, same thing with him.
At Comiskey, he used to walk out and get a drink at McCuddy's during the game, right?
Yep. I don't think there were any rules. Okay. I'm not sure, but I don't think there were.
Yeah, I mean, showed up when he wanted, did what he wanted.
Yeah.
So, briefly here, the Scores Bruce Levine says that the White Sox are among the teams that remain in the mix for Yoenis Cespedes. Mm. Down to five teams, White Sox, Angels, Astros, Mets, and Braves. But Justin Upton signing the six-year, $132 million contract is making that number for Cespedes look a little...
It makes it really difficult, doesn't it?
A little rich for the White Sox blood, isn't it?
I think so.
That's...
You know, he's going to get that or close to it from somebody, is he not? Isn't that what we're talking about
here?
Yeah,
there's some bad years on the back end of that. And I know you got to do it for pitching, but I don't know you want to do it for position player. That's a different animal there. Eric in Champaign, you're on the Score. Hi, Eric.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I always enjoy listening to you down here in the lovely city of Champaign. But a question for you, NBA related. And Dan, I know you're big on comparables. Who does Steph Curry most
nobody
comparable to?
Nobody.
I was thinking Miller and Bird combination.
He's a unicorn. I don't. You could probably do a statistical comp for him, but the eye test.
Yeah, the eye test is different.
I don't know. I mean,
he is taking shots from center court, not at the end of halves or at the end of quarters.
I've never seen.
He just
like
takes them.
And didn't know. I was under the impression that Kevin Love, he used to be an ass kicker in Minnesota. Does that guy do anything on Cleveland anymore? What's his role?
You know what? He's a dog.
He is a dog. He's a Bowser. They bought themselves a Bowser.
He really is.
Yep.
He's a big, moody, mopey dog.
Yep. That's what he is, my friend.
He was an ass kicker on a bad team. Wait, if you're going to play below...
Yeah, if you're the worst team in the league, he could be your official ass kicker.
You're going to play 390 basketball. You want a great player on a team that has a 390 winning percentage, he's your guy.
Yep.
Scoreboard update.
Guys, just want to point out that in 1925, Yankees manager Miller Huggins suspended Babe Ruth for what they called at the time bad behavior. Ruth supposedly said at the time that if Huggins were 100 pounds heavier, he'd punch the manager in the nose. Huggins responded that if he were 100 pounds heavier, he'd take on Ruth. And actually, Ruth was not allowed to return to the Yankees until he apologized in front of his teammates. So he was out for a little bit. There was some sort of behavior standard.
Well, look at the Yankees laying down the law.
I don't know if that's a behavior standard there. So I don't think that stopped the Bambino.
Also, I want to correct something that we talked about yesterday, guys. Kemba Walker, remember we said he had a team record 52 points?
Yes.
It is actually a Hornets record that goes back and beats Glenn Rice's previous mark of 48 points back in 1997 when Michael Jordan renamed the team last year.
Right.
All the statistical information records in history was returned back to Charlotte from the Hornets' original stay there from 1988 to 2002.
Okay.
And everything that the franchise has done in New Orleans, remember they were briefly the New Orleans Hornets before they became the Pelicans. Everything that the franchise did in New Orleans as the Hornets stayed with the Pelicans.
Thin
so I hope
books.
That clears it up.
So there's
thin
a
book.
Okay. So that makes sense.
It. Yeah.
It's geographical. What happened there stays there. I get it. Okay.
You got it. By the way, it's 2:32 from the Score Update Woo-hoo. Studio.
I'm happy with the way we're playing. I think we're trending in the right direction. But not at all satisfied. So, you know, I think the reason we've been winning games is we've been taking it one at a time, not looking too far ahead or too far in the past to see which way we've been playing. So it's been a good little run here for our squad.
Patrick Kane of the Blackhawks looking to make history tonight. They've been Chicago tough on the ice.
Stop
tough
it.
To beat. Tough to beat. 11 straight wins, right?
Yes.
They're in Nashville tonight. 12 straight wins. Would be a franchise record. And I was being literal there, Dan, not figurative, literal.
Mm-hmm.
NBA, the Bulls say Joakim Noah underwent successful surgery on his injured shoulder. The Bulls host Golden State tomorrow. They also say that Noah's surgery was 100% successful. We've yet to hear a team say that any surgery was not successful on a player, you wouldn't hear anything if that were the case.
Right, unless the guy dies on the table, they're going to say it's successful surgery.
Why do you have to be so morbid? Football, two Bears make the all-rookie team, defensive tackle Eddie Goldman and safety Adrian Amos. The Chargers have applied to trademark the name Los Angeles Chargers, but no official move to L.A. just yet. The NFL has given the Chargers the option of moving from San Diego to Los Angeles to join the Rams. The deadline is next January. Former Lions head coach Jim Schwartz is the new defensive coordinator in Philadelphia. Baseball outfielder Justin Upton reportedly agrees to terms with the Tigers. Former championship White Sox player Willie Harris rejoins the organization as hitting coach of the minor league team in Great Falls. College basketball, Illinois at number 25, Indiana. That game starts at 6 o'clock right here on The Score. Tennis, bunch of upsets today in the Australian Open. The big ones, number 5 seed Rafael Nadal out in round 1. Same with 8th seeded Venus Williams. Get covered, Illinois. Don't forget, you must enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Visit gogetcoveredillinois.gov for more details. I'm Zach Zabeman. You're listening to the radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Yeah, we've been talking a little Johnny Bock and a little bit about the Bulls and Joakim Noah just because it's just ridiculous. I mean, I don't quite get it. I'll never get it, and I suppose I'm not made to because I don't watch basketball for energy guys. That's not what gets me going. That's not it.
No, like
Steph
I said,
Curry, that gets me going.
If the energy that you expend results in the ball falling through the basket
many times,
that many times from very far away, that's good stuff. Yeah. As far as a Steph Curry comp, I don't know what you do.
No, I don't think there is one. I mean, you could do numbers-wise, but it's not the eye test. The eye test is like you can't believe you're taking the eye test.
And sometimes,
what he does.
I mean, every once in a while, you have a guy who has like one singular "oh my god" performance. But it's his game. It's who he is. Yeah. That's how he plays. It isn't just one of these like, wow, he had himself a night. No, that's his game. He's going to shoot it from everywhere, and if you come out and guard him, he's going to take a step back. He'll set the screen a little further back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and at his peak, there were some moments where Ben Gordon did some of that stuff.
There were
some really spectacular stuff, and he's similarly sized, but he doesn't have the wiggle and the wherewithal and the smarts. You know, people forget that when in his absolute prime, Ben Gordon did some jaw dropping things as a Bull.
Oh, could fill it up.
Had some insane games, insane quarters, insane halves.
Yep.
But this is that to the nth degree, where it's routine. Tom is calling from his car. He's on The Score.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Terry was talking about Joe DiMaggio, and I had the unfortunate experience of meeting Joe DiMaggio.
Here we go. Yes, sir.
Well, back in the early 90s, the Italian-American Sports Hall of Fame had a dinner, and my company sponsored, made a donation, so we got VIP tickets. And
mm-hmm.
So we were sitting in the bar before the thing happened, and in walks Joe DiMaggio with Jack Brickhouse with a bulbous nose like Andy the Clown from Sox Park. I mean,
yeah, but it wasn't fake. That light up nose was real.
So I'm sitting at the bar, and you know, I'm a young kid, and I say, "That's Joe DiMaggio. That's Joe DiMaggio." The bartender's like, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, I really want his autograph, but I hear he doesn't like it." And the bartender's like, "Kid, you only live once. Go up there." So DiMaggio and Brickhouse are sitting there at a table. I walk up to the table, and DiMaggio lets me stand there and sweat. And he just wouldn't look at me. He wouldn't do anything. So I was committed. So after what seemed like 10 minutes, which is probably only two, he looks up at me and goes, "What?" And I said, "Mr. DiMaggio, can I please have your autograph?" He goes, "Give me a piece of paper." So I gave him a piece of paper, and I happened to have a very expensive cross pen. He signed it, and he kept my cross pen, and I went walking on my way.
He kept your pen?
He kept my Illinois Rose Bowl cross pen.
He kept your pen.
He did say thank you for it, and that was pretty much they were. Brickhouse and he were talking about a center field feat in some old stadium I never heard of, and it was worse than going to the principal's office. He was so scary.
That's a great story.
That is great. You know, I'm not surprised. I mean, if you've read any of the DiMaggio stuff and a couple of really good books have been written, I mean, that's who he was. It isn't, you know, you always get this image of the old guys were the friendly, cheerful guys. They were wonderful guys back then before they came spoiled and pampered like they were today. My ass.
He was like that from the moment he arrived.
Oh, Lord. Mickey Mantle, too.
But Michael, the attorney on the West Side, tells that story about the ball strike calls, whether it's Rod Carew or Rogers Hornsby. He said there's another version. He said Virgil Trucks tells a perhaps apocryphal tale about a game between Detroit and the Red Sox in Boston. He said Joe Ginsburg was catching. I don't remember a catcher named Joe Ginsburg. He said Williams came up, walked on four straight pitches, and Joe's questioning the umpire, and he says to the umpire, Bill Summers, he said, Bill, you don't think that ball was a strike? And he said, Mr. Ginsburg, Mr. Williams will let you know when it's a strike. Yeah, I'm sure there's a bunch of different versions. I had always heard that particularly connected to Rogers Hornsby.
And another pudwack, Ted. Another pudwack. It's like people tend to forget that when they look at today's guy and they don't like him because you know more, there's more pictures and more of everything in their lives. You realize that by per capita, there's so much more cooperative, decent people that are stars in Sports City than ever were. When you look at some of these guys of the past.
Yeah, even Bryce Harper is a better guy than these guys. Right?
Oh, my God. I mean, are you kidding me? These guys were just god awful. They were pampered to the nth degree and wanted every bit of it, felt they deserved it, and really had no time for much else. I mean, they had time for other things. It just didn't involve you, per se.
Yeah, right. The other thing was so many of them were complete scumbags.
Yes. Yeah, but I mean, it's just like you always look. You keep these things about. Yeah, I remember when athletes were different then. You know, they went home and they sold insurance in the off season. Well, maybe they did, but the fact is, you had more than your share of ass wipes, more than your fair share of.
Whether you knew it or not.
Yeah, whether you knew it or not, they were there.
That's Terry Bors, and I'm Dan Bernstein. Coming up at 4 o'clock, Dane Perry is going to catch us up with everything going on in baseball because this outfield market is hard to figure. You get a guy like Denard Span, a legit center fielder. He signs for $12 million a year.
Yeah.
And then Justin Upton waits and waits and waits. And
just when he was showing he could jump.
And then the market still comes to Justin Upton with a six-year mega deal.
Yeah, when they've been sitting and waiting all this time.
That's $22 million a
year? Yeah.
Well, maybe White Frank Sox was right.
Anybody $22 million a year. I was going to
say, Frank Thomas might be his agent. Frank Thomas said he'd pay him $25 million a year, and he almost got him his money, right?
Yes, he did.
He's right. I mean, Frank's Upton's biggest fan, and if Cespedes remains the next prize. But I'm telling you, if you're Dexter Fowler, are you still hoping that this everything we thought was coming his way for sure, 3, 4, 5 years, some commitment, he might just price himself back to the Cubs on a 1 year.
I mean, the way it's headed, I mean, you got to get, you know, I don't hear his name mentioned. I mean, I don't hear anything about him. And these guys were all kind of just, they've been sitting in the same room waiting. And then you come up with that kind of contract. One thing about the Tigers is they'll always sneak up on you, won't they? They'll always lay one on you just when you kind of think, yeah, they're kind of laying low. No, I guess they're not.
This email from Cousin Stewart, who said in the bio of Joe DiMaggio by Richard Kramer, he says after the San Francisco earthquake, he went back to his condemned house and brought out garbage bags full of cash from autograph signings.
He did, yeah. That's in the, I read the book. Yeah, it's a really terrific book. Yeah.
It's like an Aretha move there.
Yeah, he did.
You've got WSCR, The Score.
Moe and Hanley here. Right now, you are listening to Bors and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us.
That's right. We're live at 5, talking about Chicago's hottest sports stories.
Moe and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We wake up early just for you, Chicago.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Sports fans, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, those with a master's degree earn 31% more than those with a bachelor's degree. Increase your earning power by completing a master's degree in 18 months or less at the Morris Graduate School of Management. For a one-stop admission event, bring your transcript on Monday, February 15th to Robert Morris University's Chicago campus. RSVP at robertmorris.edu/masters/RSVP. That's robertmorris.edu/masters/RSVP.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialist at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Attention diabetics, is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Mondays on CBS.
It's incredible!
It's not a bird. It's not a plane. It's not a man.
Who is Supergirl?
Supergirl?
Supergirl.
You're her.
Pretty cool, huh?
Callista Flockhart.
This girl is the answer.
And Melissa Benoist.
Earth doesn't have just one hero anymore. Now it has me.
Don't miss the new drama, Supergirl. Mondays, only CBS.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And we're going to play a little football game after the top of the hour here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It's a little football game that we've been sort of doing it, and now somebody did it.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to tell you exactly because I'm not going to give you any hint of what it's going to be, but you're going to be very much involved in it.
All right.
It's a little football game, something we've talked about, a long time so far this year at the end of the season. Oh, my God, we've had a lot of thoughts. Well, somebody crystallized all those thoughts and surprised me enormously. I'll give you that much of it. They surprised me enormously, but I'll tell you about it as we get after 3 o'clock. It's kind of fun.
Okay.
And it's not something I would have done. I was hitting myself in the head with a hammer while I was reading it. But boop, 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 boop,
boop. Oh, that's what? No, that's
what?
Like
what?
The...
what?
That's the Joakim Noah column.
That's right.
That's when you're hitting yourself.
Chicago Tough.
Come on, just I love please. I
give me Chicago Tough.
Please stop with the Chicago Tough. Please, everyone, everything, everywhere. There's absolutely nothing that makes somebody tougher because they're from a place. There's tough people everywhere. There's weak people everywhere. There's no geographical toughness. Not the weather. Not the old stockyards.
No, we're not tough because we weather when it's 20 below. That doesn't make you tough. That makes you stupid. That's not a sign of toughness.
Or you don't have enough wherewithal to move. That's,
right. That makes you just, like, icky.
Right.
Sitting don't out, tell me you're tough because you stood that weather. That doesn't make
you... No, deep dish pizza doesn't make you tough. Italian beef doesn't make you tough. Having a Ditka mustache doesn't make you tough. It's got to stop. Every city does it. I think every city likes to think of itself as tough. I guess
would somebody in New York have done something similar for a Knicks player in this stage where they suck? They won nothing. Would they write something and say, "Boy, this guy
who's
what the
Knicks
are all
there?
About.
Who isn't? No, but not just what the city is all about. He's not from here.
I know.
He's
I know.
From New York. His parents aren't even from this country." I understand if there is somebody who
French tough, or
Swedish tough.
Swedish tough.
Well, for all your Swedish meatballs out there, they love it. Tough. But there are three things: champion, transcendent star, or some connection to being from the city. One of those three, I'll at least give you as a starting point for maybe being able to write something
like
that.
Are you sure his birth certificate doesn't say back of the yards?
He's trying to back of the yards.
You sure it doesn't? You positive? You make pretenses like Yannick, you know, Noah lived. I bet he lived in the back of the yard.
No, in Paris.
I bet he was staying back there with the Swede. Swede, Johan. I realize that January is sort of a tough go because the Bears are always dead by now. They're traditionally long dead by now, and the Bulls are just in the middle of a long run, and the Hawks have made a huge move here, but that, you know, it all matters when they start the Stanley Cup playoffs. I get that we're sort of in that uh-oh time again. Uh-oh. Unless you're a football fan, you're not. You got plenty of really good football ahead of you, but not necessarily anything local. But
for those of us,
you're kind of in that place where here comes those columns.
Well, let me tell you something. If some of us are tasked with having to come up with something every day.
Yes, during that massive paycheck.
I do a little thing called the brief, which is a couple hundred words. At most, but even that, some of these days, I'm like...
Well, it's a struggle, dude.
Oh,
I've been there, done that. I know.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Dad, what's the matter?
I don't have a thought. I need a thought. I got to think of something.
You didn't have that same thought on Noah?
What, that he should be celebrated as representative of the city of Chicago?
Oh, because God, you said that any number of times. You just don't want to talk about
it. You know when he was most representative of the Chicago? When he was doing his finger guns. When he was pretending to shoot everything.
No, my favorite is he had to stop by the zinc and get you in the face. That's a bad meeting. He wasn't called order to see to get shot in the face. That wasn't what the meeting was called for.
Right, it was some... rapper's manager or something who was there, and he was representing some interest.
Shot.
He said, well, he leaves the meeting. It's a good meeting, productive meeting. It's excuse me, now I have to go get shot in the face. No. That's you're not understanding the meeting. That's not why we're here.
Oh my God, it's just like
homicidal homosexual emails to say this free agent outfielder market is wild. Am I crazy to prefer both Denard Span or Dexter Fowler over Justin Upton? I'd rather have Jorge Soler over Upton. I can't remember more confusing offseason in recent baseball memory. And lastly, now that Joakim Noah has stopped the violence on the South Side, he could spend the next few months working on the Flint, Michigan water system. Have you been following that story?
I have, yes.
What a nightmare.
Oh, my God.
You talk about a failure of policy and impoverished, powerless people being taken advantage of by venal politicians.
Super sad, that whole thing. I mean, the
horrible.
Whole city and the whole,
It's horrible.
Yep.
It's an entire poison drinking water, lead-filled poison drinking water, and they knew it.
Mm-hmm.
And they denied it. And didn't want to tell anybody. Oh, It's
the way they are. You know, that's the way they are. Deny, deny, deny.
Ed says, could Dexter Fowler be waiting out the Cubs? Who might be waiting out Oakland and the unwillingness to deal Sonny Gray and see if the Cubs end up opening right field for Hayward and center for him? Well, I'd like that. I would rather Jason Hayward play center.
It's just odd that the entire this outfield thing has taken till now to start doing anything. It just like... They're all sitting there, and you get one here maybe, and then kind of one, and you get one, and then what Upton does is he does provide power. And he does that. The rest of it, I'm was never crazy about. I mean, there's just nothing there that yells at me with that kind of money. I mean, I thought that was the idea of not spending crazily for outfielders, wasn't it? You're at this stage, and they're all still sitting there.
This is John in Palatine on the score. Hey, John.
Hey, John. I was just going to ask
you. You're John.
You're John. We're not John.
You don't have to call us John.
Right. I just wanted to call you, and I heard your comments about Chicago Tough, or, you know, the northern part of the United States is kind of considered, you know, one of the tougher climates to live in. And just wondered if they sold clues in the vending machines at the score, because that's why so many older people, when they get older, they migrate to the south, to Arizona and Florida. So I would
that's
say
because
Chicago Tough would mean something.
It doesn't mean any. What does it have to do with the temperature?
It makes you tougher if you can handle it, because people can't handle it. That's why they go to Arizona.
It's not a matter of can't. It's a matter of having. It's a matter of they work their lives to have enough money to leave.
You want to get out.
They retire there because they have the money to go.
Well, yeah, because they can live longer, because it's tougher to live in a northern climate than it is in a southern climate.
So you're going to test your toughness when it's 30 below?
Wait a second, John. Wait, what data do you have to suggest that life expectancy is shorter in colder climates?
It's a fact, Dan.
It is not a fact. It is not a fact that life expectancy is shorter. Being cold, does that make you die sooner?
Okay, Dan, go stand outside in the weather right now.
No, I'm asking for John, being cold, living in a colder climate does not make you more likely to die. In fact, the Scandinavians lead some of the longest lives of all.
Okay, well, you have your opinion, Dan.
It's not an opinion.
Well, no, you didn't. You make an opinion. You made it a fact.
It's not an opinion. Don't hang up, please.
No, he said it's a fact. It's not. That's in your opinion. I like it, though.
That's really good. You old people, you've lost your toughness.
Yeah, I don't think that's what that means. I don't think Chicago toughness means that. I don't know where in the definition you'd write that sentence in there. And by the way...
All right, here's your list, the World Health Organization's most recent list of life expectancy by nation. Okay, and then you tell me if you can see a pattern here that suggests something to you about temperature. Japan, Spain, Andorra, Australia, Switzerland, Italy, Singapore, San Marino, Canada, Cyprus, France, Iceland, Israel, Luxembourg, Monaco, New Zealand, Norway, Sweden.
Nothing.
Korea, Finland.
Nothing.
Portugal, Ireland, Malta, Netherlands, United Kingdom, Austria, Germany, Greece, Belgium, Chile, Slovenia, Denmark, Lebanon.
Let's go.
If you can get something out of that suggests that there's some correlation between where you live and how long you live, then... I'd like to see your data.
We're going to come back, and I got nothing there for it. That's
all right. You have a football game to play?
Yeah, a little football game.
Okay,
for
good.
You
got the score.
The Text Zone on 670 The Score is presented to you by Grossinger.com. Find over 4,000 vehicles at 9 area locations at Grossinger.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Call now, 847-852-4144, or visit them online at numale.com. Call New Male Medical Center, 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. New Male, the experts in men's sexual health.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich?
Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2626.